Mary, welcome.
Good morning.
I wonder if we could begin, really, if you could tell our listeners about how you came to support Meningitis Now. Why is this charity important to you?
In 2008, our granddaughter was born, Maisie, beautiful baby, in February. Unfortunately, in October, she contracted bacterial meningitis. She woke up one morning and not very well, slight fever. So mum and dad phoned 911 and she was recommended take her straight to the hospital. They took her to the hospital and she was there for about 5 hours, but sent home at midday to be told that she had a virus and just to give her sulcalpol. Later on that evening, about 4 o'clock, they decided that she was getting worse and very lethargic, so they phoned an ambulance and she was immediately taken to a different hospital where about 6 o'clock she was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. She was taken later that evening to Great Ormond Street. We all went home, all the family, Paul's parents, our sister Hannah's parents, brothers, sisters. We all went to Great Ormond Street the next morning and she'd passed away. It was tragic.
Mm.
It was unbelievable. And we were all numb. And coming up towards the funeral, I went onto Google to see what charities would benefit from any donations that were given instead of flowers. And the first one that came up is Meningitis Now. So I affiliated myself with Meningitis Now. And after about, I think it must have been a year, maybe 18 months, I phoned up and asked, could I do some voluntary work? Yeah. And that was about 2009. And I've been voluntary working ever since. I do universities, I speak to corporate, I go wherever I'm sent, actually. But I do it all for Maisie, yeah, and for Hannah of Paul.
Thank you for sharing that story. It's sadly a story that we hear a lot of at the charity. I must confess, you're some bit of a celebrity around the office. You've been supporting us for many, many years, doing lots of wonderful things. What sort of things have you been doing for Maisie? You talked about doing lots of voluntary work for the charity. Are there other things that you do?
Yeah, I do lots of voluntary work and I do speak to lots of people and I can meet somebody at a bus stop and they can say it's a nice day and all of a sudden I'm regaining the virtues of meningitis now.
Yeah.
And I do lots of things and I speak to lots of people from banks to fostering society to my gymnasium, wherever I'm sent. But one other thing my husband and I have done, we've decided to leave a gift in our wills for Maisie because we have 3 other grandchildren. And what happens is every Christmas and birthday, we give gifts to our other 3 grandchildren, and we decided between us, Maisie is still our granddaughter.
Yeah.
So we thought about it and we decided Meningitis Now would be our gift to Maisie.
Yeah.
So we give a gift to Maisie. Following on from that, when we were remaking our wills, we decided that we would like to leave a legacy in Maisie's name to Meningitis Now. And although we have mirror wills, as usual, both of us have different things privately owned, and we decided to give those rather than just give them to one another.
Yeah.
And they were on the death of either of us, they would immediately go to Meningitis Now. Right. We feel it's a good way to leave something because when one partner's left, they don't they've got so many things to think of. They leave it to the solicitor, whatever's in the will. But this way, this is in the will. Yeah. There's no if, ands, or buts. That legacy is there. It is needed. Everything we can give, everything that people can give is needed, because the charity is amazing and they help so many people that are left disabled, disfigured. And that's what we're doing. We're helping the living through raising.
Over a quarter of our income came from gifts and wills over the last year, and all of our income is donations. So it's so important.
Yeah.
And so did you already have a will in place and then you had to update it?
Yes, we had a will in place, which we just had mirror wills.
Yeah.
But we decided that we needed to update them. When we went to the solicitors, we were just going to update a mirror will. When we went, it was the solicitor said, you have 3 grandchildren. Are you considering leaving them anything? So we decided, we've got four grandchildren. Yeah. So we included Maisie in that. And as I say, anything for Maisie goes straight to meningitis now to help everybody else.
And was that a complicated process or is it?
No, it was so simple. You just said mirror wills, but I have in my name. And I said what I had in my name. Howard said what he had in his name, those things. And it was just put into the will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not one of these things where you write a list where you say, I want my best friend to have this necklace, or I want my friend to have this book. This is actually part of the will. And that's the important thing. You need, if you want it definitely to go to meningitis now, you need to stipulate what part you want left to meningitis now.
And have you done a bit of that as well? You can leave items in your will? Is that
I haven't decided. We've left money various ways, but I haven't thought about leaving items. So I'm going to look at a few things when I get home. Yes.
Was that something you were aware that you could do?
I wasn't aware of that until today, until I was speaking to you earlier on, that you could actually leave items. So that'll be something. I've got some nice shoes.
But I'm not your size, Mary, I'm afraid. So, I guess that's been really interesting to talk to you. Thank you so much for telling us about your personal experience. And thank you for leaving a gift in your womb to meningitis now. It's very, very important. Thanks so much, Mary, for sharing your story and talking about leaving a gift in your will. If you would like any more information, please visit the Meningitis Now website, www.meningitisnow.org, for more information. Thank you.